What's happening, guys? Welcome back. Welcome back. On this segment, we're going to talk about Sugar Sean O'Malley versus Marlon Chito Vera 2, the rematch. This one's highly anticipated. I feel like the finish and the end of the last fight was kind of controversial. Some people don't. They think it's a definitive finish, but I think I wouldn't say a fluke, but I think what happened to Sean O'Malley, that's not like a common occurrence. I feel like he was winning the stand-up. And I don't think that the rematch is going to play out the same way. All right, so let's get into it. So let's start with Marlon Chito Vera. I mean, nothing but respect to Chito Vera. I mean, the guy is like a super hard worker. He's come up through the ranks the hard way. He's earned everything he has. He's earned his spot. He is a hard-nosed, super tough fighter. I would say he's well-rounded. He has a ground game. He's not like a specialist on the ground, but he has some pretty effective jiu-jitsu. He has great ground and pound, great control. His wrestling is solid. He has technical stand-up. He has a great chin, super tough, which goes a long way. The guy has a crazy will to win. That's also super important. Really believes in himself. But Chito Vera, to me, could be hot and cold. Sometimes he looks on fire and like he has it all together. Other times, something's off. Now, Sean O'Malley, super fluid on the feet. I think he's one of the better strikers in the UFC. He's technical. He is smooth. He looks extremely comfortable standing. I definitely would say that's his bread and butter. He has great footwork. He knows how to stay out of danger. He knows how to use his footwork offensively and defensively. Where O'Malley's weakness lies, maybe the weaker part of his game is his ground game, but I believe he's a purple belt in BJJ. He's not a slouch on the mat. But if you want to nitpick and pick something that is maybe, you know, a weaker avenue to attack, it's probably his wrestling and ground. Because the stand-up, top-notch, top-notch. O'Malley just had a sensational knockout win over Aljamain Sterling. That was a big deal. That was like a picturesque finish. Now, talking about the fight itself, to get straight to the point, who has the better stand-up? To me, it's going to be Sean O'Malley. I think the longer this fight stays on the feet, I think the fight's going to, you know, be in favor of Sean O'Malley. I just think he's better. I think he's more technical. I think he's more fluid. I think he offers more on the feet, you know, diversity of attack. I think he sets things up better. I mean, Chito Vera has setups, but he almost kind of like forces things as well. I'm not going to say he's a brawler, but he's a hard-nosed fighter. So between the two, I'm definitely going to say Sean O'Malley is slicker and craftier. I just see Sean O'Malley beating Chito to the punch, you know, sitting on the outside using his length, his range, his distance management. As I said, if this fight stays on the feet, I'd expect Sean O'Malley to do very, very well. Now, Marlon Vera probably has confidence due to like how the last fight went down. Of course, Sean O'Malley injured his leg, which I believe was due to a Chito Vera low kick. So all credit still has to go to Chito Vera. But let's be honest, those kind of occurrences and that injury, like it's not common. I mean, you don't get hit with a low kick and just kind of like fall on the ground in pain like that. You've seen it happen, but you've seen guys far more take shots, you know, low kicks and continue to fight, take damage. So obviously something happened there. Chito Vera took advantage of it, was on top of Sean O'Malley, top position, raining elbows. And if I recall, they stopped the fight. It was a TKO. Now, I'm sure Chito Vera is thinking, I can do that again. But unless if Sean O'Malley suffers a similar injury, I don't think that's going to play out like that. I think Sean O'Malley is going to be very elusive. He's going to be difficult to take down in terms of like getting a hold of him. And as Chito Vera closes the distance, he's probably going to get pieced up. I could see him getting frustrated, making mistakes, and Sean O'Malley capitalizing. So in this rematch, I'm going to say flat out, I think Sean O'Malley takes it. Whether he finishes Chito Vera, that's a whole other story. But I think Sean O'Malley is going to get the win. I think it's going to be decisive. I think it's going to show that the first fight, I'm not going to say fluke, but that wasn't the best of Sean O'Malley. And he's improved since then. Of course, so did Chito Vera. It's an interesting fight, man. It's an exciting fight. There's certainly bad blood, which always makes for a great match. So, yeah, definitely tuning in. Path to victory, I think probably trying to take Sean O'Malley down. If Chito Vera manages to get O'Malley down, maintains top position, lands ground and pound, similar to like how the last fight ended, you know, softens Sean O'Malley up throughout the fight, I think that's his best bet. then I'll have more success standing, because I just think Sean O'Malley's better standing, period. I could go down the list: faster, slicker, more technical, more fluid, better setups. But again, I don't think O'Malley's going to be necessarily easy to take down. So good luck, Chito Vera. He's got to cross that distance and not get tagged. And O'Malley's good at catching people, you know, distance management, using his length. Great counter striker as well. I mean, if you get frustrated wading in, throwing haymakers, and you're not careful, you'll get cracked. I mean, look at Aljo. Standing and striking with Sean O'Malley, yeah, that's a great way to lose a fight. So Vera definitely has to mix it up. If he can push O'Malley against the cage, cut him off. Not chase, cut him off. Do some work in the clinch, dirty box, elbows, beat him up a little bit. He's got to make it dirty, up close and personal. Sitting outside is not going to do it with O'Malley. Now, Sean O'Malley, maintain distance, stay safe, use your length, use your reach, use that jab, use great footwork, circle, don't get cornered against the cage, avoid takedowns if you can, that's crucial. And if you do get taken down, try not to take damage, try to get back to your feet. If you can't get back to your feet, again, go back to trying not to take a lot of damage, make it out to the next round, and try to keep it on the feet as best as you can, because I think he's going to have the advantage. Is Sean O'Malley going to finish Chito Vera? Chito's very tough. Who knows? I would say probably not, but I could see a dominant decision. So that's my final pick, guys. I'm going to go with Sugar Sean O'Malley. Touching on one more thing, cardio and conditioning. I don't think it's going to be a factor. Sean O'Malley comes in great shape. Chito Vera is, of course, a dog. He kind of weaponizes cardio and conditioning, but non-factor in this one. Unless he's able to make Sean O'Malley work with the wrestling and the grappling. Then the cardio and conditioning is going to pay in dividends. Final pick, I got Sugar Sean O'Malley in the rematch. But you guys let me know in the comment section, who are you picking for this fight, this rematch? Are you excited for it? Thanks for watching the segment. After the fight goes down, we'll come back and talk about it as usual. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Until then, stay safe. Take care.